act enthusiastic, and you will become enthusiastic.
Time to talk to your plants, so I'm going to talk to them for you. You can go on about your business, whether that's to class or the office or fixing dinner or making love. Don't worry. They'll listen to me. Let's begin. Poor little Ivy. Do you speak English, Ivy? What's your problem? Why are you so droopy? Oh, I see why. Your person really poured the water to you. You don't like wet feet, do you? I know you love humidity, but you look like you're standing in a rice paddy. We'll put you in this east window and let the sun dry you out and mist your leaves every day. And I promise you won't get watered again till your pot's dry, at least an inch down in the soil, okay? Oh, Fern, you're absolute dynamite. You're from Boston, aren't you?
Can only be described as otherworldly. But the source is as commonplace as the ground we walk on, the air we breathe. The sound comes from plants through sensitive electronic devices which translate fluctuations of energy. Some call it a voice. Whatever it is, it raises the astonishing possibility that plants can communicate.
Thank you.
If plants can communicate, what are they saying? To whom or what are they talking? And how can we communicate with them?
Rock and roll music. That's what we're going to use.
Welcome to Plants Consciousness and Transformation. Thank you. the interaction between plants and human beings, specifically the psychological and mental interpenetration of these two very different kinds of life forms.
So think of this in terms of your communication with other people, your communication with a friend, say. You have certain ideas about your friend. You have certain ideas about how they are, who they are, what sort of person they are, what sort of mental states they tend to occupy, what sort of habits they tend to have. Yeah? And you expect them somewhat to be like that. Yeah? And then you relate to them in terms of your expectation. You relate to them in terms of your expectation. Oh, so-and-so is always cheerful, or so-and-so is slightly cynical, or so-and-so is slightly grumpy, or this or that. And you relate to people in those terms, rather than relating to them as they currently are, in the present, unfolding and changing, right here, right now.
See in cross-section a stoma or pore. Through thousands of such pores, air, with its particles of carbon dioxide gas, enters the plant and makes its way into every living cell. Through these same pores, part of the water drawn from the soil escapes into the air. Enough water is retained, however, to permeate every cell of the leaf.
Let's say you've just begun to get into plants, or that you want to, but don't know the way to go. You must take a positive attitude first. None of this, everything I take home dies. Forget it. From now on, you're going to grow plants. The best advice I can give you in houseplant care is love and intelligent neglect. Follow the basics and let the plants alone to do their own thing. Growing plants is much like raising kids. You have to have certain rules, and you have to be in command.
Began to hear about battered plants. But it's true, there are battered plants. And I don't mean just physical abuse. I'm not talking about strictly the physical abuse of plants. But I am talking about psychological abuse. I'm talking about the mental torture that we put plants through day in and day out. For instance, hanging plants. How do we know they aren't scared shitless up there?
Research conducted in the Soviet Union leads scientists to believe that plants may think. Attached to delicate electronic instruments, a cabbage plant registers annoyance to the exhaling of tobacco smoke on its leaf surfaces. A scene familiar in any kitchen takes on special importance in this experiment. In some mysterious way, the plant which is attached to the instrument is able to feel the mutilation of its comrade.
That all the plants around us are vibrating and singing all the time.
Well, I call it punk country.
Punk country. I like it.
So.
But I was an engineer, nuts and bolts man.
I needed to perfect a machine-based system.
Just for the specific purpose of finding out the truth about consciousness in plants. And to my extreme surprise, it worked. There is indeed a consciousness in the plant kingdom.
The year is 1983, 2,000 tomorrows from now. The world you live in is dramatically different. Now it's...
Now we have a startling new concept that these simple life forms have been listening and are listening still.
Welcome to a special exhibition recording of Data Garden Quartet, recorded live at the Philadelphia Museum of Art on April 13th through 15th, 2012. The music you are about to listen to was generated by four living plants. Interactions between plants, humans, and technology have resulted in this recording. While the means of producing this music can be described in technical terms, the natural creative force generating this experience is less apparent.
Certain wave patterns of the human brain correspond precisely with wave patterns plants send out.
Yeah. Both human beings and plants have nervous systems. We both respond to pain, hunger, even happiness.
Plants respond to sound at the same temporal rate as humans do. So it's a good medium by which we can bridge this sort of gap that exists between us and them.
So the trees are speaking and singing all the time, and now we have an opportunity to hear them. So we're going to go in the other room, and the music that you hear will actually be the trees singing. So here we go.
Like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees.
It's amazing. My visit to Dom and her revealed that they make music with trees.
How about that, huh?
Right. When I first saw the title of your report, The Radical Language of Trees, I thought it must be about landscape architecture, but you mean language quite literally. And why is that so surprising? Well, it's only surprising in the context of a capacity for arrogance. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
It's not you. I'm not responding personally. It's just, I'm just so sickened by the years of ridicule, and the level of ignorance and arrogance throughout this story has just been appalling.
Oh, maybe we just take a step backward and you can describe what you mean by radical language.
It's radical. Because this is a phenomena that happens underground. Language, because the phenomena is a distinct form of expression that maintains a consistent meaning through time. In short, it is a radical language in the most direct sense. It is language conducted by and through the roots.
So you mean to suggest that tree roots are producing sound?
No, I have never maintained that. That is the misinterpretation that's bandied about by my adversaries. I am not proposing that the roots emit sound, but rather they emit vibrations, and I have developed a special device, a little black box that effectively translates those vibrations into audible sound.
A little black box.
In concept, it is not unlike an early wax cylinder phonograph. It has diaphragm and a stylus. It's sensitive to the pressure of the vibrations. The signal is filtered and compressed and transmitted to the surface through a standard length of aluminum conduit, which I've wired with a contact microphone in order to make the documentary recordings.
Well, I understand you're actually able to provoke response from the trees by playing some kind of clarinet.
Yes, it's an alto clarinet. I don't pretend to play it particularly well, but it does achieve the desired result. Of course, from the standpoint of the trees, it's not the sound of the music that's meaningful, but the vibrations.
And the recordings you sent me in advance, the vibrations sound not dissimilar to whales or elephant mating.
Yes, well, it has been one of my underlying assumptions from the outset of this long research project that the world's great trees have been in active and engaged communication with large mammals for millennia. This is something that might help to explain certain evolutionary advantages enjoyed by those species. Advantages, I should say, that are not satisfactorily explained by some of the competing evolutionary theories.
Now we're ready to go into the hypnosis.
Do, 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 do.
singing in the rain. You're singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again.
Just singing, singing in the rain.
There's patterns everywhere, in everything, in dirt,
what
in trees.
A partnership.
And I see patterns in everything.
That was a light. No, no.
They're brighter than the sun.
There's patterns everywhere, in trees.
Do you know what the largest living organism in the world is?
What?
And right then.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Well, I don't know, what did you think about it? That's the question.
Okay, it's a grove of aspen trees in Colorado, acres of aspens. What are they?
What?
A partnership.
Did you just hear that?
They thought they were disconnected separate, but indeed they found out that they weren't, that there was one giant organism with the same root system.
I've always been pretty convinced that humans are unique when it comes to making music. Because it takes such a high degree of intelligence and organization, it seems to me we're the only animals capable of doing it. Bernie Krause has a more open mind.
I've got something that's really special. Listen to this. It's a tree.
How do you mean it's a tree?
It's a tree. When, after a long period of time when there's no water, like a drought, and all of a sudden there's a downpour, the water begins to move up and down the trunk of the tree as the tree begins to absorb it. And as it does so, the dry cells that make up the trunk begin to expand very quickly, and sometimes they explode. And when enough of them explode, when there's enough water, it puts out a very high-pitched tone. And that causes that kind of rhythm, which, of course, was slowed up quite a bit so that you could hear it.
Michael Jackson could use that.
He probably would if he could.
Now you've played with a tree.
Oh, that's extraordinary. What a beautiful sunlight that is. Water and wood. And nature, yeah.
Everything wants to communicate. And so then what the chain of being is somehow handing connectivity on, you know, to the next plant, animal, human being, work of art, whatever it is. And I still grapple with what all this means. And to me, it's the most psychedelic part of the psychedelic experience is when you get the logos coming out of the trees, the rocks, the berries, and it's the most Taoist part of it. It's where nature becomes transparent to its own intent to communicate or something like that.
on the lower levels of life, there's a profound consciousness or an awareness that binds all things together.
Now, a talking plant means that it actually has to understand what's going on, react to emotions.
And we can sing, too.
Lie back and believe.
The simplest way to put it, you need a change of air.
Plants are also great lie detector machines.
The electronic menagerie.
Of course, the federal government is slightly interested in this.
So you see.
All the flowers could talk.
How are you? Okay.
They're photosynthetic green things that look pretty, and I spray water on it.
I want to share with you now the breakthrough that happened in India. We think it means something. We think it is important.
Alors voici le premier son. Le premier son, s'il vous plaît. Voici le deuxième son. And now, tous les sons ensemble, s'il vous plaît.
Be shy. You're fantastic. They really read their lesson on you. You're in a really big pot. Aren't you proud? I know your secret. I'll bet you take a shower every day. That's why you're so fertile, isn't it, Bunny? And you really look tough.